as they take the field to start the second half. And Galesburg tied at 13, but you got to like their chances when we start the second half.
Yeah, you got to feel good about it. Get the ball to start the half. And you got 24 minutes here to keep your season alive. After the final 24 here, one of these teams is going to be going home, and the other one is going to live to fight another day.
Coach's corner, quick for both teams before we go to the second half.
Well, I think for Galesburg, the big thing is they're going to have to find their way in the passing game. They were so good at it on the two touchdown drives in that first half. You got to keep going to it, and DeAndre Morin really looked good at the end of that first half as well. Continue to feed him the rock and see what he can do on the ground. And try to work Kobe Ramirez back in there. Only had one carry in that first half. I'd like to see a little bit more from him.
Yep, could very well see some more carries from him. And also, you think about it, well, you look at this opening drive, Tanner, for Galesburg. Points here would be huge.
Yeah,
really, really forced them to continue to chase.
And another thing for Galesburg, and I guess for Hubbard as well, is for Galesburg to make this a two-score game and see how Hubbard can react. If you're Hubbard, you got to keep it within striking distance. I believe they don't look like a team that's set up to play from behind if they're down more than one score.
And if Galesburg, I think their biggest thing is just clean things up, really. I think that's their biggest.
Yeah, just play clean football and avoid the penalties.
Yeah, if they can do that, they could be set up well here in the second half. So we're about to get things back underway here to start the second half of action. As Hubbard will be going from right to left, Galesburg left to right. The big man Carlos Correa on to kick off.
Trying to get the ball perfect down there on the tee.
Yep.
Wonder how he swings a baseball guy.
Yeah. Probably not as good as the Astro shortstop. As here we go, second half of playoff football is underway as Correa, long squibbing kick. It will land, go through the legs of Kobe Ramirez and into the end zone for a touchback.
And Kobe wanted that one.
Yeah, he did, to get a chance to return it, but the Streaks will take over at their own 20-yard line.
Come out here, establish a running game. They tried to in the first half. We're pretty successful at it. Maybe try to break one of those long ones off. We didn't see that in the first half from the running backs.
No, they did not get the chance to really run one of those longer runs, but maybe they can here. In the third quarter.
What was their longest carry on that first
half? I believe the 16-yarder from DeAndre Morin.
I'd like to see him get at least a couple 20-yard plusers in
there. Yeah, those are the big ones that Galesburg really uses to set the tempo.
That can kill a defense.
First down and 10 upcoming. Ball up their own 20 as we start the second half. Here's the snap. They'll give it to Morin up the middle, and he is crushed in the backfield by big 65 Tyrese Miller for a loss of the yard.
Those big guys in the middle are really getting a good push here. And ever since that first drive, really, I think if you're Galesburg, you got to try to get something going in the running game to the outside and get to the numbers.
Yeah, get maybe run some tosses, try to spread them out as well. They spread them out in the gun here. Trips to the top of the field. Here's the snap. Ross rolling to his right. He'll fire downfield for Clay. Good catch in the open field, and he should have a first down, depending on the spot. And the referee calls timeout on the field, and that'll move the chains, a gain of 11.
And that works, too, if you're the Galesburg offense. They are almost giving them those short passes all day long. You could do that all the way down the field, and it would probably work here for the boys in black.
First and 10 from the 30 after the 11-yard gain. Silver Streak's last three first downs coming via the air. Here's the snap. They'll give it up the middle to Morin. He gets an initial hole, and then he'll be brought down for a gain of about 4. Good blocking there up front by Benny Castellano and Matt Ricketts. As we haven't gotten it yet, so might as well now time to finally get the starters for the Galesburg offense.
I like how you think. Back at quarterback, Jacob Ross. With him in the backfield, DeAndre Morin and Fernando Diaz. Receivers, Jacob Carl, Caleb Clay, and Jason Kelly. And on the O-line, Larry Pettis, Jacob Darce, Benny Cassiano, Dawson Johnson, and Matt Ricketts.
Four receivers set, two to each side, second and six. Here's the snap. They'll run the fake. They're going to throw the screen to Clay. He's got Ricketts out there to block. He's got room. Puts on a burst of speed across midfield, inside the 45, and brought down at the 42-yard line in Greyhound territory.
Yeah, initially there, Leonard Cribbs was trying to make the tackle. The outside linebacker had a fistful of jersey, but number 5 for the Streaks, Caleb Clay, was able to carry him down the field, and eventually it took 3 defenders to bring him down. And a good job there by the big old lineman, Matt Ricketts, getting outside and laying down the block.
Well, we like to call it trapping the chains, and he does there. And a big first down for the Streaks as they move the chains again. In the pistol, trips to the near side, going left to right. Here's the snap. Reoption to the right. They'll give it to Moore. He's got room. Inside the 35. 30, and he's got another first down. At the 29-yard line, a gain of 13, and here they come.
Yeah, they're starting to roll now, and this is why you continue to feed the ball to DeAndre Moore, and already his 16th carry on the game here today. 86 yards to this point.
I'm glad you can read my writing.
And I can make do.
Yeah.
And really, ever since that last time Galesburg had the ball in the first half, Morin really started to roll.
Yeah, he has been. We've been together long enough that, working-wise, we know that we know what each other's writing is. Here's the snap, first down. They give it to Morin, has room again. Flag is down. As he's brought down for a gain of about 4, we'll see the penalty here. Might be a hold.
Yeah, flag in the backfield, and one of those big Hubbard defensive linemen has his pads all out of sorts, so you got to think it's going to be a hold against the Streaks, and that's what it's going to be.
Nope,
as they
it's actually an illegal motion.
Oh, okay. Either way, the Streaks will back up a little bit here.
Now you'll take that over the hold, only 5 yards instead of 10.
Got to keep the momentum going here, though, on this opening drive of the half.
Yeah, probably feed more. I would like to continue to see them throw those quick screens.
Yeah, set up beautifully.
Because that sets up then, eventually, the way they're throwing the ball downfield with the seam routes, they can fake the screen and then go over the top, which is a play they like to run.
Every time they've gone to the screen today, they've had a convoy of blockers
out. Have many numbers on the matchup. Here's the snap. They'll give it to Moore, and again, breaks the tackle, trying to get to the outside, cuts it back inside the 20, and what a run by DeAndre Moore. He gets another first down.
I thought he was going to cut that one towards the sidelines, brings it back inside, and picks up about 16 yards there on the first down scamper. And now the Streaks inside the red zone here at the 18-yard line.
Good call. 16 yards on the money. Your math is good. I wonder who helped you with math.
One of those days.
I know, right? Gain of 16 to the 18-yard line, and it's first and 10. Ross under center. Here's the snap. He'll turn, give it to Moore, and go in left. Cuts it inside the 10. 5! Touchdown, Galesburg! Moore walks in for a 18-yard touchdown run, and the Streaks are back on top.
DeAndre Moore is cooking, folks.
What a couple runs by Morin. That first run, that 16-yarder that got him to the 18, he made some beautiful moves. And then on that one, they ran the stretch play, and he waltzes into the end zone. Beautiful run there by DeAndre Morin to give Galesburg the lead.
I don't want it to be the offseason.
No kidding.
Swinging gate here again for the Galesburg special teams, and they're going to bring it in and kick here.
He now has 18 carries for a buck 20. And the Silver Streaks, those were those couple runs we were waiting for. On for the extra point is Castile, looking to go two for two now, and he does. Flag is down, though, so they might have to re-kick this.
Yeah, just like that, after a couple big runs, more than averaging about 7 yards a pop here.
Was that math, too?
Yeah.
So let's see what the flag is here. A quick 3 minutes, 7 second drive by Galesburg to go 80 yards. By the
way, out of the half, I'd like to see or hear what was said in the locker room as these guys came in here to this third quarter fired up. And
yeah,
you'll love to see that. We've said it time and time again this year. The third quarter has been pivotal for these guys.
Yeah, their two losses really have been because of their third quarters.
And it's off to a good start right here.
And it was almost on that way to it last week against Peoria High, but they buckled down.
That was the best fourth quarter they played all year.
Oh, yeah.
Putting up 14 points unanswered in that fourth quarter.
So I think this touchdown's going to count, or this extra point's going to count. We saw DeAndre Morin getting stretched out here on the sideline. He looks okay. It's a sideline warning on the Greyhounds, so the kick is good, and it is 20-13. We'll take a break. When we come back, defense back out on the field after this for the Silver Streaks on WMOI. Maybe not. Welcome back to Sunny 97.7 WMOI. So after the sideline warning on Chicago Hubbard, I would think that the ball should be moved up for the kick, because that was their second sideline warning.
Should be from the 45, right?
In their territory, but it doesn't look like it. unless the rule is two sideline warnings in one half, maybe.
Yeah, it could be. I think next year we're going to have to buy a rule book, my friend.
An IHSA rule book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Kind of on their own level of life when it comes to things. There we go. Now they're walking off. So it'll be a kick from the 45-yard line in Greyhound territory. So now this is a chance where you can really pin them back unless Johnson finds a way to put this one in the end zone.
I don't understand why they have to kick it, why they have to walk it off. Simple math, the word of the day.
Just the way of the game.
Right. Just protocol, I guess, but
yeah.
You know that the ball's going to be on the 45-yard line.
So now it looks like Johnson wants to
go to the hash.
Little, or maybe on the goalpost. I think he's willing to talk to the coach here. They're going to put it on the left goalpost, I believe.
Yep.
That's what they're going to do. So now, see what Johnson, yeah, you have some options here. Maybe you find a hole, try to go after it, or you just have Johnson try to put it into the end zone.
Yeah, probably try to just pooch it up to about the 25-yard line and see if your guys can't get to it.
You want to keep it in bounds here.
Right.
So Johnson will kick off from the 45, and here we go. It's a squibber. It's like an onside kick. It's a bounce, and Galesburg's got it. Galesburg's got it. It'll be down right where he recovered it, but it clearly went 10 yards.
Wow.
No kidding.
That is a picture-perfect onside kick.
Yeah, you cannot advance that kick, so it will be taken right where the Silver Streaks got it. They're going to mark him at the 30. That clearly, obviously, went 10 yards.
And it's
just saying, what is Hubbard doing that front line?
They just took off.
Yeah, they went to block, and it went poop right over the head.
Coming.
Not at all. And the Silver Streaks get the ball back.
I believe it was Caleb Clay who came up with the football.
I'm not sure if it was Clay or not. I don't think so.
You can't blame them, though, for whoever it was for advancing that momentum.
Yeah, because they're running right into it. But you cannot advance that football. So once they down it, it's Galesburg ball. So how about this?
Rafael Avalon, I believe, is the one getting congratulated down there on the sideline.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was one of those players that usually only plays kickoff or special teams. The Silver Streaks usually don't play many of their starters on special teams. Obviously, though, Avalon, who's been playing since Tyree Mitchell went down.
Now just keep feeding more.
I know. Now he's got a chance. This is a huge drive here for Galesburg at the 30 in Greyhound territory. They'll turn and give it to Morin, who stutter steps inside the 25 and brought down at the 24, a gain of 6. Oh, how the tides have turned.
No kidding. Love it right there off the penalty to draw up the onside kick.
Yeah, when I saw him lining up, I was thinking there's no way they're going to onside kick it. They did, because, I mean, why not, right?
Yeah, what do you got to lose?
Yeah, exactly. Even if he goes out of bounds, it's going to go to the 35. So what a gutsy call by Coach Doherty to draw that up, and how about that working? So the gain of 6 puts it at the 24. Second and 4 upcoming, trips to the near side. Ross in the gun. Here's the snap. They'll fake it. Ross is going to keep it at the 20, and he's got a first down. A gain of 5 to the 19. I thought there for a second Ross had a chance to kind of put the afterburners onto the outside. I thought he was going to have a chance to score, but that hole kind of closed up a little faster than I thought it would. But either way, the Streaks move the chains for a first down.
Yeah, the rarity there from Ross taking it himself.
Yeah.
Getting a nice little gain to move the sticks as the Streaks once again here for the second time already in this second half are inside the red zone.
Yeah,
we're 20.
We're just over 4 minutes on. They snap it. They're going to get too many men on the field. They're going to give it to Morin, and he'll get about a yard, but this will not matter. Again, the Greyhounds are absolutely lost on defense. I think they're kind of stunned. They don't know what to do after that onside kick.
Yeah, they are.
They're kind of shell-shocked.
They're a little lost out there, and Galesburg, I know it's easier said than done, but you see a guy going off the field late, you might just want to take a chance to the end zone there and decline the penalty, get the old Aaron Rodgers guy going.
Yeah. But sometimes giving the ball to DeAndre Morin is almost just as effective.
Right.
Wow, they're going to say no flag on the play. Unless there were 11 guys on and an extra guy walked off, which could have very highly been the case. A sideline warning is well called on Galesburg.
So you mean as if there's only
10 guys on the field? That could have very well been the case, because I didn't think I saw anyone extra run on for Chicago.
And even
for
if that's the case, still the confusion by this defense, they don't even know who's supposed to be out there, and we're in week 10.
Yeah, I know. They're going to say no gain for more, and it'll be second down. Thought he got a yard or two, but they're going to call it no gain. Ross under center, trips to the near side. They're stacking the box yet again. Here's the snap. They'll turn, give it to Moore, and going right, cuts it inside, and he'll be brought down for about a gain of two, call it three, and it'll be third and seven.
I think you're going to have to flip the page on Moore in here.
Eventually, yeah. I got one last column.
I guess we can go to the bottom.
I got one last column here that I can put him in for. They have ran the ball with five different players today. Put Diaz down potentially as a runner, and he hasn't gotten the ball yet.
Not really switching it up as much as they did towards the end of the season, but you can understand why in playoff football you want your best back carrying the load.
Big down here, third down and seven upcoming for Galesburg. Here's the snap. Play action, they're going to throw the screen to the outside for Clay, and initially Hubbard blew it up, but Clay gets a couple yards there, and if they decide to go for it, which I think they will, this will be third or fourth down and very manageable.
About fourth and four here for the streak.
Well, almost about fourth down and three.
Pretty close, yeah, long three.
Let me give them a gain of three there.
With the way they've been running the football, very, very manageable.
Yeah, this could be very manageable. They're going to go empty set here. So you could set up the draw. Wouldn't be surprised if Hubbard blew the timeout here. I don't think they're going to, but they're stacking the box.
Set up the draw with Ross, or just go to the end zone here. They've got numbers.
They're going
to
throw it. They're going to set up and flip down over the middle. It's caught by Carter, and he's in! It was an unorthodox play. Ross kind of off his back foot just flipped it into the end zone, and Jacob Carl has his second touchdown grab of the day.
They even had Matt Ricketts out wide, and he was jumping up and down begging for the ball. I thought he was going to hit him.
That's one of those plays. He's not a legal receiver.
Oh, he wasn't?
No.
He's just kind of out there selling it.
They can run this. They're going with the swinging gate here. Up 26-13. Let's see if they run it. And it looks like they're about to. Here's the snap. Hawkins is going to fake. Now we'll throw it. It's caught. And it's Carl. He breaks the tackle, puts his head down, and he's going to be in. He got it. Have a day, Jacob Carl.
What an effort.
No kidding. How this game has flipped on its head over the last 6 minutes.
That box to our left got quiet.
Yeah, it has. So the 12-yard touchdown pass, and then the two-point conversion from Hawkins to Carl, and the streaks are up 28-13. We'll take a break. Defense back out on the field after this on WMOI. Oh, how this game has turned on its head. Welcome back to Sony 97.7 WMOI on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. It was 13-13 going into the half, and in 5 minutes and 13 seconds, Galesburg has put up 15 points. They got a touchdown, the onside kick, and they score on a third down or a fourth down and three play where Jacob Ross kind of just floated one to the end zone for Jacob Carl, and Jacob Carl gets the two-point conversion from Hawkins, and the Silver Streaks lead by 15.
Tell you what, that's how you come out of the break.
Johnson will put one end over end, and it will be botched and put on the ground at the 20, and at brought down at about the 26 is Jelani Singleton, number 15. And the Greyhounds get the ball back after thinking they had momentum going into the break. After getting an interception, tying the ball game before that, and all of a sudden, the next time they get the ball, they're down 15 points.
Yeah, we thought the two return men were going to run into each other earlier in the game. We just saw it right there, and it almost hurt Hubbard. Luckily, they're able to recover, and a Galesburg defense gets to go back out on the field pretty well rested.
This is a big drive here for the Greyhounds.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost gut check time.
It's almost all or nothing right here.
Yeah, exactly. Trips to the near side. Empty backfield here for Smith in the gun on first and 10. Here's the snap. Smith, five-step drop under pressure. He's going to be hit hard. It's a floater and incomplete. He took a shot from Benny Castellano, and he is hurt. Leonard Smith is hurt.
Yeah,
floating it up, he took an absolute shot.
He got hit up into the air and drove down to the turf.
And that
clean
was,
hit.
Yeah, clean hit because he was hit right when he let it go. And the Silver Streaks, you see big 7-4 Larry Pettis, they are fired up on defense.
Yes, they are. Pettis has been playing at another level here over the past few weeks.
Yeah, he has. He missed that game against United Township.
And ever since then.
He has been absolutely tearing it up.
There's about three defensive linemen in the face there of the quarterback, Leonard Smith. And lucky for him, he's able to line up and call the next play here.
Yeah, I thought Pettis was going to get him. Then he stepped up, and Benny Castellano, he brings the sledgehammer to the field.
Yeah.
He brought it out there in between the lines on that one. Flag is on the play. They're going to get burned for a delay of game. They are shell-shocked right now. They don't know what has hit them.
I can't believe that they put the ball at the line of scrimmage. Now they're going to move it back.
Why would you be? I thought
on the sack that he lost a couple yards.
No, it was an incomplete pass.
Okay.
Yeah, he got hit right as he threw the ball. It was a floater over the middle. Pay attention. Tanner? You're killing me. I'm just kidding. You put a doom and gloom face on, then I got to start being nice to you so you don't leave me. Second and 15. Here's the snap. They'll run it coming this way, and they don't get much. Cody Castile in on the play as well as Jason Kelly. And Walker gets about 2 yards. Call it a gain of 3, maybe 4.
That's going to bring up a tough third down now for Hubbard. Third and 11 here.
Yeah.
From the 25-yard line.
And we're just now halfway through the second quarter.
And if Galesburg's defense is able to get off the field here once again, you got to be feeling pretty good about yourselves with how the offense has moved the football to start this third quarter.
Yeah, if they can stop them here and then go up 3 scores, it would take a pretty monumental comeback.
Yeah. Yeah, if they're able to go up 3 scores, I don't know if this Hubbard team has what it takes to fight back from such a deficit. They can't really throw the football, and Galesburg has pretty much followed them up on the run game outside of one big carry.
New quarterback into the game. It's Craig Bowman, number 6. Under center, here's the snap. They're going to run the reverse this way for land, and he's going to get gobbled up in the backfield by who else? Jacob Carl. Talk about having
Man.
The best couple games of your life. Jacob Carl has been everywhere today.
He has really stepped up. I remember week one, we were saying Jacob Carl was going to be an X factor for this team, and he has turned himself into a playmaker down the stretch of this season, as there was 9 Galesburg defenders around the football right there on the tackle, but Jacob Carl leading the pack and making another big play right there for this Galesburg defense, and making big plays on both sides of the ball all day long here.
Yeah, you know who another one of those unsung heroes have been as of late has been Cody Castile,
yeah.
Jason Kelly, defensively. Let's see if they come after this one. They will, and almost blocked again. Castellano almost got it. Clay is going to wait for a fair catch. He muffed the punt, but he luckily falls on it, and that's Galesburg football.
Luckily, that one bounced right back up to him,
yeah.
Unlike the Jacob Ross botched snap.
Yeah, you're thinking if there's one thing Chicago Hubbard could hope for, it's that Clay would muff the punt.
I thought the way that looked, too, I thought that was going to take a weird hop and get housed the other way.
Yeah, you can't advance a muffed punt.
Oh, you can't.
No, you cannot. So.
Just a blocked punt.
Yes, just a blocked punt. So first and 10 now from the 33-yard line. The Silver Streaks get the ball back. And this is a drive here where they can really put the hammer down.
Yeah, they can. And take their time now, too.
Exactly. 4:39 to go in the third. Pistol set trips to the near side. Streaks going left to right. Awaiting the snap. Here is the snap. Read option to the right. They'll give it to Morin. Cuts it to his left. Puts his head down. And he's brought down. Still moving the pile.
Another tough carry there from DeAndre Morin.
A gain of 6. And he will get now over the 130-yard mark. He's at 22 for a $1.35 here this afternoon.
Yeah, I think the week off served him pretty well.
And Jacob Ross.
Yeah.
Ross has been pretty solid so far today. He's 10 for 12 with the interception. One incompletion. His first pass went for a loss of a yard. But other than that, he has been money. Ross under center. The only pass he hasn't hit on since early on was the interception. They'll give it to Morin going left. Hesitates. Falls forward. Very close to the first down. And it'll be third and short.
How many times this year have we seen Jacob Ross, after a bit of a slow start, just rattle off completions one after another?
Yeah, he started off 1 for 2, his only incompletion other than the pick. And he has hit 9 of his last 10. The only one he missed was the interception,
which was a 50-50 ball.
Exactly. Third down and short upcoming. Heavy set here. Big play for this Greyhound defense. Here's the snap. Ross will run the sneak, and I don't think he got it.
No, I think it's going to be short. So now with a fourth down and short, you would think coming up here, what do you do if you're Galesburg? Do you line up and try to hit it over that first down marker again, or do you let Ross punt it back and try to pin him down?
You have options because obviously you have full-fledged faith in your defense
right.
in the ball game.
Right, and you got a two-score cushion. Quick scoring update, 22-8. Hope is up over Knoxville, middle of the third quarter in that one.
So Knoxville was leading, Knoxville was trailing at the half. The 22-8 lead for Hope. Obviously, want to ask Sean for a Monmouth score if we get the chance. We did have them leading at the half, so Ross will come out to punt. We did see him run that fancy fake punt last week, which got him a first down.
I don't think we'll get it here today.
No, I don't think so. They tried to
almost jump.
Yeah, they tried to get him to jump as Ross, nice, high, end-over-end kick will be fair caught by Land at his own 24-yard line.
That was dangerous. I didn't think there for a second that Land was going to be able to come up with that football. Kind of caught it awkwardly, got the wrong read on the ball.
Yeah.
And had to go back a couple yards to get that one. But another big drive coming up here for Hubbard as they have 2 minutes and 14 seconds to go here in this third quarter. And the last thing you want to do is get to the fourth quarter with a two-score game, especially with how DeAndre Morin has pretty much taken this football game over.
Yeah, he has. And then Jacob Carl.
Yeah.
Right now. But it has been the Morin show here yet again today. In what very well could be his final home game. Even if they win, it'll be tough for them to get another home game in the playoffs. Here's the snap on first down. They're going to run the toss to Land coming this way as they got a good block on Avalon, and Avalon ended up making the tackle kind of on the ground as Big 65. Tyrese Miller did a good job kicking him out. Larry Pettis got held, and they missed it, but Land loses a yard. It'll be second and 11. How about this? Joshua Land, who came in with over 1,200 yards on the season and averaging almost 11 yards a carry, 13 carries for 15 yards in this game.
Yeah, like I said in the pregame, Joe, the key to the game for this team in Hubbard was to get the running game going like they had done so effectively all year long. And so far at this point, Galesburg has limited them. And like I said, good luck getting that run game going.
Yeah, they're pretty much daring them to throw the football now.
And they forced it here a couple times already.
Bowman still in the game at quarterback. Here's the snap. They'll give it to Land going right, trying to set up some blocks. And good tackle there by Benny Castellano again. It's a two-yard gain, and it'll be third down and 9 upcoming. They only have, for the Greyhounds, 3 first downs here in this ball game too, and that doesn't help. Now you're on your backup quarterback with Smith out of the game after getting absolutely leveled earlier.
And it doesn't really look like Bowman can really throw the football, as they're just having them line up under center and hand the thing off.
Still with it in the third quarter for Chicago Hubbard, they have to trust their game plan.
Right.
But it's starting to get to that point where they got to start spreading them out and try to get a play in the run. This is where, in this situation, you got to look out here for a potential reverse, one of those funky, fancy plays.
Galesburg, go just digging in right now and stopping the run.
Here's the snap. They're going to run the reverse coming this way with Walker, and Galesburg has it blown up as a penalty is down, and it's probably going to be a hold on Evans, and either way, this should be fourth down upcoming.
Yeah, you'd think they're going to just decline the penalty right here as they limit them on the reverse carry.
It's a loss of a yard, a hold on the Greyhounds, and I think Galesburg's going to decline it, which they should.
Yep.
So with 24 seconds to go in the quarter,
Hubbard's going to probably punt. Clock should be running, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they're going to bring the punt team out. And Hubbard here, too, they got to trust their defense.
Yeah, they do.
Galesburg here, you got to hope Clay can have a clean grab here on the punt.
Their defense has had some pretty nice stands here today.
Yeah, at times they have. What do you think early?
Big and physical up front, but Morin has gotten better as this game has gone on, and I think they've started to wear him down a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. That's just what they do. So now here I think we'll see Galesburg will probably try to come after this punt again, and they will, and they almost hit. There's a low-line drive. Clay's going to come up and watch it go over his head. I don't think it got blocked. I think it was just a low-line drive. It takes a good roll for Hubbard, and it'll be downed at the 35. But either way, Hubbard catches a break that Clay couldn't find that ball and have a chance to return it.
Yeah, that ball went about 10 yards in the air and skipped off the turf.
Yeah, that was about a line drive up the middle.
That was odd.
Yeah, by one of those Anthony Rizzo line drives right up the gut.
I almost wonder how that wasn't blocked.
Yeah, me too. They were close. And they've gotten close by only sending three guys the entire game trying to block the punt. So now with 13 seconds to go in the quarter, probably one play left here in this third before we move to the fourth. Gillsburg currently up by 15. 28-13 is the score, looking to win their first playoff game in school history. Ross under center. Offset eye, here's the snap. He'll turn, he'll give it to Morin, and Morin is dropped at the line of scrimmage by Chris Collins for a loss of a yard.
That's going to do it for the third quarter.
That'll do it for the third quarter of play. What a frame for Galesburg. After three, they lead 28-13. We'll have the fourth quarter after this. This is Class 6A IHSA Playoff Football, Silver Street, Sam the Greyhound. 28-13 lead for Galesburg after three on Sunny 97.7. WMOI, the Prairie Radio Sports Network. Welcome back to Sunny 97.7 WMOI, Galesburg High School Football on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. And Tanner, the Silver Streaks are 12 minutes away from getting their first playoff win in school history.
Yeah, they're in the driver's seat here, and they're 12 minutes away from sending a Hubbard team home for the final time this season.
Yeah, and they are looking to do so here as we will start the fourth quarter. The Silver Streaks take the field.
Yeah, I think some of these guys, though, for Hubbard are going to be playing with a whole lot of heart here in this fourth quarter, as this could be the last time they ever throw the pads on.
Yeah, some of these seniors, they really, this is a big quarter here for the guys wearing white today.
Yeah.
And this is a big drive for Galesburg because they can almost put it out of reach.
Yeah, they could put it on ice here. Three-score game is almost inevitable.
Yeah, for a team that's on their backup QB and really hasn't moved the ball much today. Ross in the gun, trips to the top of the field, first down, here's the snap. Ross back to throw, has all day, fires downfield, looking for Diaz, jump ball, it's tipped, and incomplete. Jacob Carl went up for it, and I'm wondering...
Intended for Diaz.
If Carl didn't tip that, I wonder if Diaz would have had that
he
ball.
He may have, but the tip almost landed right into the hands of Diaz, and you can't really ask for much more right there.
Yeah.
I think, like you said, Carl just got in the way of that one.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm still trying to think, again, wonder if that ball would have found Diaz if Carl wouldn't have got up there and tipped it.
I don't really think Ross got all of that either. Kind of
no.
Looked like it slipped at the end of that throw.
Yeah, I think he was a little bit too deep in the pocket, too, but a good pocket, too. They gave him all day to throw. So now, Ross changing the play at the line. Empty set here. Trips somewhat to the near side. Carl has an up back on 3rd and 10. Here's the snap. Ross popped the snap. Ball is on the ground. It's going to be scooped up by Hubbard. They're taking it inside the 15. And a 1st and 10 upcoming at the 13-yard line.
Exactly what Hubbard needed right there. The only thing you could ask different is maybe just fall on that fumble to make sure you get it. But it plays into their favor. And now they've got a guy down. I think that's number 44.
Yeah, that's Chris Collins, the guy who recovered the fumble. So, man down, we'll take a break. Things starting to get a little interesting here yet again from Van Dyke Field. Streaks up 15 in the fourth on WMOI. Welcome back to Sunny 97.7 WMOI, Galesburg High School Football. Chris Collins being carried off the field by some teammates. Well, Tanner, things just got a little more interesting here at Van Dyke Field.
Yeah, Chris Collins gets carried off the field, and he may have just made a play that could flip this game on a dime.
Yeah, recovered the fumble. And now, back into the game again is Leonard Smith, the quarterback for the Greyhounds.
Somewhat of a stalled offense here, though, in this second half for Hubbard.
Yeah, this is where they need to prove themselves here to make it a game. Under center, here's the snap. They'll give it to Land going right, and he's not going to get much. He'll get about 3 yards to the 10.
Can't believe he averaged 10 yards a carry this year.
Are you saying, you know, what does that mean?
He just hasn't been too impressive here on the day. I know he's going up against a really good defensive front, but I don't think that averaging 10 yards a carry is any fluke, though.
No, I don't think so. But this is probably the best defense he's faced. This Galesburg student section getting a little
into
here.
I love it.
Huge crowd here, by the way. Yep. Amazing day for football, at least Silver Streaks fans. has came out as well. And they need this crowd to get loud here. Off or unbalanced line here on second down. Here's a snap. They'll give it to Land up the middle again, and it'll be brought down for another gain of three, and it'll be third down and four upcoming.
You got to think here they're just going to continue to keep it on the ground and in four down territory.
Oh, yeah, four down territory here, especially with 10:40 to go here in the fourth quarter of action. And also they're going to have to go for two eventually if they do score. Down 15.
Right. Whether it be on the first try or the second, they have missed a PAT today as well.
Probably want to try to get it on the first
one.
Yeah.
Right.
Or on the, you want to kick the PAT on the first one, because if you miss it, then you're really in trouble. Under center eye formation, here's the snap. They'll give it to Land, has room, cuts it up inside. Good tackle by Jacob Carl. One-on-one yet again.
Yeah.
And it's fourth down. It'll go down for no gain.
Carl's just able to take Land down from behind there after Land blew by the initial wave of defenders. And Jacob Carl has been everywhere out there today. And that'll be a fourth and four here with 9:50 to go in the game.
Big play here.
This could be the game right here.
Good. This Overstreet stand, some getting to their feet. Stopping the...
Place is starting to shake again.
Yep, we held that last week. So here we go. Fourth down and a long four upcoming. Play clock starting to wind down too. They're going to have to hurry up, or they're going to have to call a timeout. And they're going to. They were all uncommunic, all off sorts yet again.
I give that one to the fans.
Could very well be. So timeout on the field. We'll take one as well. A huge fourth down upcoming after this on WMOI. Welcome back to Sunny 97.7 WMOI. Fourth down and four upcoming as the Silver Streaks defense looks to make a huge stop.
Yeah, this could be a fourth down that could make or break this game here with Hubbard down 15 in this fourth quarter. They need points, and they can't really waste much time.
No, they cannot. Fourth down and four upcoming. So here we go, under center. Heavy set, power eye formation. Fourth down, here's the snap. They'll turn. They're going to run the play action. Smith throws it into the end zone. It is caught for a touchdown.
Thought it was defended really well.
And Craig
flag
Bowman.
Down.
Where's the flag?
There's a flag in the backfield.
Nope, there's no flag. I don't see a flag either, by the way.
No, I don't either.
So an 8-yard touchdown pass.
I just heard the PA announcer say flag on the play.
He hits Bowman in the end zone.
And now they're going to line up and go for two.
So here we go. 2-point conversion. Here's the snap. They're going to fake it. They'll throw it over the middle. Wide open. It's caught. And this is a one-score game. They give it to Montrell Evans, and just like that, we got a game again. It's 28-21 with 9:18 to go. Streaks offense back out onto the field after this on WMOI. Welcome back to FM Sunny 97.7 WMOI. It is a one-score ball game here, 28-21 with 9:18 to go here in regulation play.
And the offense is going to get the ball back here, and it's going to be the main focus to protect the football, but also to extend the lead once again and make this a two-score game. Plenty of time left in this football game to make things interesting, and that's the last thing you want if you're Galesburg.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also if you force them to have to go the length of the field too, you're sitting pretty.
Hubbard has started to control the run game a little bit more here, though, in this fourth quarter.
Watch the onside kick here. They might try to kick one.
I think they're ready. Gilbert's ready for it.
Yeah, they want them all to come up. If anything, maybe call a timeout here to look out for it. But they are coming up. Yeah, you got to be ready for this one here.
Looks like they are.
Correa on the kick. Yeah, it looks like it. With 9:18 to go, so let's see what the Greyhounds decide to do. I think they're going to onside kick it coming this way. Oh, they're going to squib it up the middle. Ball on the ground, and Carl comes up with it. at the 41.
That could have been dangerous. Off the knee of Caleb Clay.
Yeah.
Comes back about 5 yards. Luckily, who else but Jacob Carl?
Who else in this game?
Falling on that football.
With 9:17 to go here in regulation, the Silver Streaks 9 minutes away from potentially making history, being the first team to win a playoff game here in their school's history. Ross will enter the pistol formation, trips to the near side, and this is where you need DeAndre Morin to pretty much try to put this thing on ice.
Yeah, that's what he's back there for.
Ross will go into the pistol, trips to the near side. Now he'll move Morin to his left. First and 10 from the 41. Here is the snap. They will give it to Morin up the middle, and Hubbard was ready for him, and the defense holds until 1 yard gain.
Yeah, they're doing a good job up front of swallowing up Morin. And once again, I think they need to try to get outside of the tackles and away from that big front.
Let's see if I think they should go to one of those screen plays, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, play to the selling, top of the field.
As they have been all day, Hubbard is selling out on the run.
Yeah, that they have been. They're trying to force him to beat him through the air. Here's the snap. Ross rolls to his right. He'll fire it to Clay, incomplete.
Too strong right there. And
yeah, better,
even if he hits him.
Better throw. It's a first down.
Tough play to make still, though, with the defender on his back.
So now it's third down and 9.
And on the near side here, they're giving the receivers about a 7 yard cushion.
Yeah, they're playing that. They're playing off everywhere, really. So now they bring out a heavier formation here.
And this is a big third down.
Yeah, let's see. I think Ellsberg might just put it on the ground.
You'd hate to go 3 and out.
Yeah,
without really killing any clock.
Exactly. 8:42 to go. Ross under center on third down. Here's the snap. Play action. Ross is going to fire it downfield for Bond, and it's incomplete.
Almost picked off right there by Montrell Evans, but
yeah,
Ross just throws that one into a blanket of defenders.
Yeah, Ross has missed his last three, and now Hubbard will get the ball back with a chance to try to tie this ball game. Oh, how this game of football continues to always entertain me.
You've said this line a few times about playoff baseball. If it was easy, it wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah, that too. Here's the snap. Ross hits another good punt away, and Lane is going to come up and try to return it. Has some room, and he's trying to get to the outside. Now he's going to try to reverse his field, gets a block, and he'll just run himself into submission.
A whole lot of east and west for nothing right there.
Yeah, so he'll get to the 30. So the Greyhounds now, they're going to have to do something they haven't done, though, today. Go the length of the field without trying to get, I mean, they would love to get that big run, but other than that big run, Tanner, they really have not gone the length of the field. When you think about it, they got the one big touchdown drive that was aided by the Walker 75-yard run. But other than that, the 20-yard drive after the turnover, and then that short 13-yard drive after the other turnover.
And they were able to pass the ball at the end of that last drive for a touchdown and the two-point conversion with ease, but that was with a much shorter field.
Exactly. Smith back into the game at quarterback, under center. Maryland I formation with three in the backfield. Here's a snap. They'll give it to Land up the middle, and he's not going to get much yet again. Trying to just extend the football out. That's dangerous.
He almost got stripped.
Yeah.
The Hillsburg player actually comes up with the ball, but they're going to say he was down as Jacob Carl was down there holding the football up, saying it was ours.
Yeah. No gain there for Bond, second and ten, or for, excuse me, for Land, second and 10. It's been a whole lot of nothing for 28. And I think the Greyhounds right now are just hoping he can bust off that one run.
Yeah, that's all it takes, and that's what he's back there for, too. But so far, we haven't really seen any signs of life from him here today.
Maryland I yet again, under center, one receiver to the top of the field. Here's the snap. They're going to run the play action. Back to throw. They're going to try to run the wheel route. Larry Pettis gets the set. Ball came out. And Galesburg, nope, they're going to say he was down. A huge break caught by the Greyhounds. Because if he was not down, that would be Galesburg ball. And I thought that was a questionable one.
Wow. Larry Pettis just absolutely lights up the quarterback right there. And I'll tell you what, Joe, it's safe to say this won't be the last Saturday that Larry Pettis plays football on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that is no doubt about it, no matter what level. that man will be make coaches at the next level very happy.
He is a man-child out there.
And I'm sure you can say the same about 66.
Yeah, very true.
So now it's third down and 19 upcoming.
Guys that can play on both sides of the football effectively.
Yeah.
In Castellano and Pettis.
Yeah, you got to think, though, they like that defensive side
right.
a little more.
They love it.
So Maryland I again, heavy set on third down. Here's the snap. They're going to run the – they're trying to set up a screen. It's going to be tipped and incomplete. You can hear almost everyone in the stands yelling hold as Benny Castellano with the deflection.
Leonard Smith slow to get up again as, guess who, Larry Pettis lays him to the turf at the end of that throw.
And if that ball isn't as high as it was, Castellano could have had a pick six. I cannot believe those words just came from my mouth. But.
I would have loved to have seen it.
Yeah. Rumbling, stumbling, mumbling.
Yeah.
Is this where Hubbard maybe tries to bust out a fake of some sort?
I don't think you can. You got to.
Oh, it's a high snap! It's a high snap! And it's going to be a safety unless he gets out of the end zone, which he does. Now he's running this way, and he'll be brought down inside his own five. The punt was a high snap. And Jonathan Turner, the punter, did everything he could to stay out of the end zone. But in that case, it almost would have been better to take the safety. But either way, the Silver Streaks will take over inside the 5-yard line.
And you just got to execute right here. Punch that ball over the goal line and try to put this ball game out of reach. If you're the punter right there, you got to try to do everything you can to get that ball off. I thought he had a quick cushion where he could have tried to punt that ball and at least just get it out of the shadows of the goalposts.
Well, here's your chance to put this thing away,
yep.
potentially, with 6:25
and
to go.
That gets this place on their feet. This place is hype.
Yeah, it is. Ross under center, I formation. Here's the snap. They'll turn, give it to Morin.
Touchdown!
DeAndre Morin, and the Streaks are back up 2 scores.
Just like that, this game flips again, and in favor of the Streaks, as now Hubbard will have a tough uphill battle with 6:22 to go. Trailing 35-21 with the extra point to follow here for Galesburg. And I once heard, Joe, the good guys wear black.
That they do. Now on for the swinging gate is the Streaks. Got to think they're just going to kick it here. And they will. What a game this has been.
Yeah, it has. Playoff football at its finest.
Yeah.
My first taste of it. At least from a broadcaster's perspective.
They're going to have to cancel that trip to Florida next week. Here's the snap. Kick is up. And it is good. It's Galesburg holds on for the last 6:22, of course.
Hey, I'll get back from Florida, and we'll have more games to call, right?
Hopefully. So it's 6:22 to go. The Streaks are up 35-21. We'll take a break. Streaks trying to win their first playoff game in school history on WMOI. Welcome back to Sunny 97.7 WMOI. When it just looked like the Greyhounds were starting to get things going, the Silver Streaks defense comes up large just when you think you have all the answers. The Galesburg Silver Streaks change the questions.
Right, and it all starts with defense and special teams especially. High snap right there, you catch a break. Galesburg does a good job of pouncing on that football and setting up their offense right there on the 5-yard line with the chance to go in and really create some separation down the stretch of this fourth quarter.
Can you tell me where that quote's from?
No, I can't.
Rowdy Roddy Piper, the hot rod, baby. Need to get your wrestling knowledge as a line drive kick is taken. Oh, and a huge hit as Benny Castellano just came by and smoked Kendall Camel. Better put your head on a swivel. Yeah, that ball was lined off of 36 Lamaris Edwards.
And he almost didn't. It almost bounced off the pads and went right back towards Galesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have pretty much put a bow tie on this football game. Luckily, he was able to regather that ball before it got away from him.
The ball game not over yet, though. They need a touchdown on this drive. Silver Streaks need a stop. If they can get a stop here, then you can worry about hitting the road next week.
Right.
But right now, the Greyhounds need to figure out a way to put on a touchdown drive with still 6:21 to go here in this ball game. They will line up in the gun. Two receivers to the top of the field.
The way Hubbard's been moving offensively, they might get some of that clock up, though.
Here's the snap. Smith back to throw under pressure. He'll fire it across the field, and a good tackle in the open field by Raphael Avalon. It'll go down as a gain of four. Yep, gain of four. It'll be second and six.
It's hard not to watch Larry Pettis every time blowing the play up and laying a pop on the quarterback. Seems like every time they've gone back to pass, Smith has wound up on the ground here today.
Yeah, he is. When they could pin their ears back with the pass game, which they can do now, they are hurting them.
Smith is going to be feeling this one for a while.
Yeah, he will. Saying for a while might be an understatement. So now back in the gun, four receivers. Hubbard still with miscommunication.
Yeah, the clock's just ticking.
Yeah, they got two timeouts. Well, now they're down to only 5 seconds left. They're going to have to burn a timeout here. Unless they get called for a delay again, here's the snap. They just get it off. They're going to give it to Land coming this way. Has some room, but the defense swarms him somewhat well. Trying to rip the ball, and it came out. The Streets got it. The Streets have the football. It's Jason Kelly. He rips it from Joshua Land, and the Streets get it back.
Kelly just standing straight up, absolutely just takes that football from him and says, these cookies are mine.
Wow. What a day for the defensive ends for the Streak.
Man.
20 and 83. And Joshua Land.
Just doing too much. You got to go down there.
Yeah.
He's trying to stay up and break something off right there. Doing too much. Gets absolutely stripped right there. And that might put a tie on this thing,
could.
My friend.
One of those fancy colored bow ties.
Polka dots on it.
Yeah.
Everything.
We see the one of those Ken Rosenthal ones. As a flag is thrown. Yeah, and I think they're going to get Hubbard for way too many men on the field. There's 12 on the field. Yeah, yeah, they're going to give him a 5-yard penalty.
And if you're that sloppy in the 10th week of your season, I'm sorry, you don't deserve to win a football game.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell that they're good, but you could see now how they got here, considering
there's a
50% of their or 80% of their schedule was teams that did make the playoffs.
There's a lot of disciplinary things they have to clean up.
Here's the snap. They'll give it to Morin, who puts his head down, and he'll get a 3-yard game, or excuse me, a 4-yard game.
You can just pretty much try to ride Morin here to the final whistle if you're the Silver Streaks and let him keep packing on those numbers.
27 carries for 146 yards, 2 touchdowns on the day for number 30.
Not bad.
In what could very well be his last home game, you'd be considering. Well, I guess if they do win today, second down snap, they'll give it to Morin again. Trying to get outside, he'll be wrestled to the ground for a loss of one.
Could be destined for a rematch with the Rock Island Rocks in round 3.
Yeah, they could if Rock Island gets to the third round, which they'll have a good matchup to do so, and Galesburg pulls off the big win, and if they finish this off and then can knock off SHG next week, they will play here.
Right. Yeah, it'd be a home-and-home series for the Streets and the Rocks this year.
They would love for a chance to get them again. Obviously,
yeah.
Let's not count our chickens
right
before they hatch. We still got 4 minutes to go here. You need probably 2 first downs here if you're Galesburg, and this you would like this to be one of them. Morin in the backfield. Double tight set, 2 receivers. Here's the snap. They're going to run a play action. Ross will flip it into the flat for Carl, and he's got a first down.
Second effort right there allows Carl to pick up the first down as he continues to add to his impressive day. And the Streaks move the chains here with 3:48 to go in the game.
5th catch for 69 yards on the day with 2 touchdowns. Ross now, 11 of 16 for 186 yards and 3 touchdowns on the day. He is loving the tight end game here this afternoon.
Yeah, he is. I think he loves his tight ends today more than Tom Brady loves his tight ends.
Very true. Under center, eye formation. Here's the snap. They'll turn, give it to Morin. Going left up the now cuts it up the middle. And it'll be dropped for a gain of, call it a gain of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5.
Biggest thing you want to do here now during the last 3 minutes of this football game, get everybody out of here healthy.
Yep.
And don't face any setbacks to a guy like Morin or Jacob Ross, and you got to think Ross will go untouched from here on out.
Yeah, you got to think Jacob Ross can tell everyone, hey, I can still win a quarterback too, huh? Under center, Ross again offset second down upcoming. Here is the snap. They'll turn and give it to DeAndre Moore, and he cuts it inside for a first down. And they'll move the chains, a gain of seven. And with under 2.5 to go, that first down right there probably puts this one away.
Yeah, we'll see if Hubbard elects to save their timeouts here.
Take them into the offseason.
Yeah. They'll start week one next year with 5 timeouts.
If only, right? What a day here, though, at Van Dyke Field, man. Phenomenal, beautiful day for football.
Perfect weather.
We saw a phenomenal
game
today.
Yeah. Streak's going to come out on top, it seems.
We have been waiting for weeks for competitive football. We've got some good football the last few weeks. First down, they'll give it to Moore and up the middle again. Still on his feet and finally dragged down inside the 30.
Just shy of the first down marker.
8 of 8.
And that'll keep that clock running. Now under 2 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter.
Warren up to 165 yards. How about Galesburg, though, today?
The You Can't Stop Him chance ring here.
17 first downs to 3 for Chicago Hubbard.
Yeah,
Hubbard had no first downs in the second half.
That'll do it.
Unbelievable.
And it also helps that the Galesburg offense was out on the field twice before Hubbard's offense was out there once in the second half.
They'll turn, give it to Morin again, trying to get to the outside. He'll be brought down inside the 25 for another first down for a gain of 3.
And that should bring the clock under 1 minute now in this game.
The Silver Streak stands to their feet, and this Galesburg team is going to make history. This is going to be the first playoff victory in this school's history. They will move to 8-2 on the season, and they will share a dance with the number two team, or the number three team in Class 6A, the number two seed in 6A in the South region, the Sacred Heart Griffin Cyclones, as Ross takes a knee in the victory formation. The Silver Streaks will play in Springfield next week. We will find out the date for that game probably tomorrow or Monday. And they will play in Springfield, who were 57-20 winners over Normal Community yesterday. And the Silver Streaks will take on the Cyclones next week in Springfield in round two of the playoffs.
Should be a good one. This is an upset-minded Galesburg Silver Streak team. We saw that firsthand last week.
I know it's not a football saying, but they move now to the round of 16.
Yeah.
They will sit back and take one last knee, and the Silver Streaks knock off the Chicago Hubbard Greyhounds, and this has to feel extremely special for this team. This team right now, you can say, officially, has probably gone down. This is the best team in this school's history.
There's some excited fans here right now, and well-deserved.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks have knocked off Chicago Hubbard, and for the first time in their school's history, they have won a playoff game, and like we said, Tanner, you can officially say this is the best team in Galesburg High School football history.
Without a doubt. One of the best and deepest teams, you would think.
Yeah.
As they're going to make the field storming a tradition here 2 weeks in a row now.
Maybe. This one will be a little bit delayed.
Yeah. Students line up on the track here. May just be waiting for the players to come back over and congratulate them.
What a phenomenal win here for the Streaks.
What a scene.
And they will play the number two team in the state.
Here they
come. Sacred Heart Griffin, and the students storm the field for the second week in a row here at Galesburg. Well deserved.
Let's hope it's not the last time.
No, not at all. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will have the Wade Insurance Services post-game show right here from Van Dyke Field on Sunny 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Sunny 97.7 WMOI, Galesburg High School football. The Silver Streaks win 35-21 as they advance in the Class 6A IHSA playoffs by knocking off the Chicago Hubbard Greyhounds 35-21 here this afternoon. Tanner, what a ball game today here from Galesburg.
Yeah, it was picture-perfect day. Picture-perfect playoff football, and luckily for us, the Streaks live to fight another day as they will get the opportunity to take on Sacred Heart Griffin next week either Friday or Saturday. Still yet to be determined, but I'll tell you what, no matter what the date, I think the Streaks will be ready to go.
Yeah, and I'm assuming if I had to guess, it would be a Saturday game. Maybe night, who knows? But I'll tell you this, if they can play defense like that, and we've seen they can, they have a shot to beat anybody.
Yeah, they do, and if you're able to go in there and essentially upset Sacred Heart Griffin, anything's possible from that point on. It's all but wide open.
Yeah, they finished at 7-2 on the season, the Streaks. They are now 8-2, and they are. When you look at this, this bracket, they are the second highest seed so far to advance in the playoffs, or the third highest seed to advance in this playoff run, and that's obviously with Cremonet and Chatham Glenwood having yet to be concluded. But at worst, they're going to be the fourth highest seed remaining in Class 6A.
Right, and that's nuts.
Yeah, when you look at it,
upsets all around.
Yeah, and also the 12-5 game with Oakland Richards and Burbank St. Lawrence, they play tonight, so that's another game. So at worst, sixth, but still, you get guys knocking off, that just shows that they are as good as they say they are. Let's thank some more of our fine sponsors. This is Galesburg High School Football, brought to you in part by The Frameworks. Make your memories last a lifetime. Once you capture that special moment, preserve it with The Frameworks on Seminary Street in Galesburg. As well as Cottage Rehab Center. Think fast, think results. Local physical therapy with teammates you can depend on. Schedule a free pain consultation today. As well, and also brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric, located at 739 North Henderson, providing value, service, and quality since 1951. As well as Crop Production Services of Galesburg, the leading agricultural retailer of crop inputs and solution, and Gerleman Chiropractic Center, with Drs. Gene and Teresa Pack, serving the Galesburg area for 27 years. How'd you like that one, brother?
Love it.
Our post-game show is always brought to you by Way Insurance Services. With over 30 years of experience in the insurance industry, you can trust the team at Way Insurance Services to get you the best coverage at the best rates. For health and medical insurance coverage, call Way Insurance Services at 341-0083. Time for our Carl Sandburg College Player of the Game, brought to you by Carl Sandburg College for excellence, collaboration, integrity, and respect. Carl Sandburg College, your future awaits. Double duty today, kind of a third option.
Honorable mention.
For one play, yes, an honorable mention. Two pretty easy ones today, and the first one obviously is DeAndre Morin on the day. 32 carries for 168 yards and two touchdowns. It was the 30 show today.
Yeah, it really was. We didn't see much of Kobe Ramirez at all, and Tavian Cervantes running the football today for the Streaks. It was pretty much all DeAndre Morin out of the backfield in this football game here today. And that could be a good thing moving forward now, as you can work a guy like Kobe Ramirez into the carries, and a Sacred Heart Griffin team, I know they'll see the tape from earlier on in the year, but they'll also see the tape from this game and think that it's going to be all number 30, which may not be the case. It allows the Streaks to really open up the playbook next week and allow some other guys to get into the mix. But how about DeAndre Morin today, just doing it all out there? He was the workhorse from start to finish, and he should have been, coming off a week off, even though he was a little bit banged up. You got to think he was feeling fresh. And like you said, he probably told that coaching staff after the first drive, just give me the rock, I'm ready to go today.
Yeah, I agree. Didn't play any defense today. Gabe Magnuson played a lot and held it down out there as well. Maybe we see Morin on the other side of the ball, and also maybe we see Tyree Mitchell next week.
Yeah, that would be nice, too, get Tyree Mitchell back, and you're pretty much at full strength if you're the Streaks, which is huge. Mitchell, another guy that can spread the ball offensively and play some defense as well at the cornerback position. I haven't seen too much of Sacred Heart Griffin, so I don't know if they're more of a running or passing attack offensively, but anytime you can add a guy like Tyree Mitchell and his experience back onto your roster, it's huge. And not only that, you got to think the kid's feeling a little bit hungry to get back out there with his teammates.
I do know this, though. They are very, very good.
Yes, they are.
State championship team from a few years back. The success factor has bumped them up to 6A, and they have been loaded, and that's one of those teams, they don't rebuild, they reload.
Right, yeah, and it's a good test for this young Galesburg team. Moving forward, the playoff experience is going to be huge for the younger guys on this roster, and you give yourselves all the chances you can next week against the Sacred Heart Griffin team. Like we said at the start, come playoff time, you pretty much throw all the records out the window.
Uh-huh.
You got guys playing with heart and playing for their football lives.
Yeah, and we've seen Galesburg knock off one undefeated team
right.
this year. They could, I mean, they won't be the favorites, obviously, but they weren't against Peoria High and played the best game of their season. They could very well come out and have knock off Sacred Heart Griffin. Mm-hmm. And then after that, if Rock Island would win, then you're playing Rock Island, and you know they would be licking their chops to get a second crack at them at home.
Oh, yeah, you'd come back into that game healthy. You get Tyree Mitchell back against the Rocks, who didn't get to play in that first game. You only got a half of DeAndre Morin in that game.
Yeah, and if he doesn't play next week and they do win, you know for sure that Mitchell should be ready to go by next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, Joe, you would be licking your chops if you could bring the Rocks into here for a third week of the playoffs and an opportunity to get a little revenge on one of their two losses on the year.
Yeah, that would be something to get that matchup in the quarters.
A win next week would give this Galesburg team the best record in school history.
Yep,
right now they're tied for it.
Yeah, they are currently 8-2 with the best tie for the best record in school history. But this is easily the best team this school has probably ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like I said, they're absolutely deep. A team that can throw out a backup quarterback and a backup running back and knock off the number one team in the state in 5A is a pretty special group.
Yeah, so you think you see them do that, and now you wonder what they can do full strength against SHG next week.
You hope that they come out next week and have one of those games. We said it last week during the course of that game against Peoria. We said this is just one of those nights.
Yeah.
And you got to hope for one of those once again next week.
Yeah. So it's our other player of the game, obviously, Jacob Carl. He had 5 grabs for 69 yards, 2 touchdowns, and made a plethora of defensive plays.
He was everywhere out there today. You can't ask for much more from the big senior tight end, Jacob Carl. Played such a
junior Jacob Carl.
Junior tight end, even better.
Yeah.
Played such a big role for this team week in and week out. Got better and better and continues to get better here as we roll into playoff football, which is just such a big boost for this football team, who seems to have guys that come on and get better week in and week out, and guys step up that you never heard of
mm-hmm.
and start to make a name for themselves as well.
Yeah, I agree. This team just keeps finding ways to just do things every night, you know, they find ways to do things.
And they got to be ecstatic for another week of practice.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be ready to go. Obviously, congratulations to the Hubbard Greyhounds on a phenomenal season. Just weren't up to the task to knock off this good of a Galesburg team. Mm-hmm.
Some of those guys just now getting off the field and back into the locker room, taking it in for the final time here. Most of these guys will probably never play football again. And you got to feel for those guys who leave it all out there on the field. I see a few of those guys in white jerseys limping off here. And they gave it everything they could, but they were just simply outmatched by a better Galesburg team here today, and it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could have been. It really did. I think Galesburg, at times in this game, kind of let off the cast a little bit, as I think the majority of these players walking off the field right now are seniors
right.
for this team.
And I don't know it firsthand, but you got to feel for those guys out there. Those are your brothers, man.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
You hate to see, and come this time of year, you got to be tough because somebody's got to go home every week.
Yeah, and a lot of these guys, obviously, I think that's something that the coaches, you know, the coaches play kind of preach a lot, play to give the seniors another game.
Right.
That's
right.
What I think.
And they weren't able to do it here, but even if you're Hubbard, you got to take a positive out that you were even in this situation in the first place. A lot of teams are sitting at home with only 9 games on their schedule, and these guys played hard enough to get a 10th game. So you always got to tip your cap to the opponent in the playoffs.
That'll be a long trip back to Chicago for a family. Take a look at some stats from Hubbard. What a job this Galesburg team did today. Coming into today, Joshua Land, the senior running back for the Chicago Hubbard Greyhounds, had on only 128 carries, I believe, or 118 carries, had 1,266 yards over, almost 11 yards a carry today, or 11 yards a carry this season. in only 8 games, and today they hold him to 18 carries for 23 yards.
Yeah, they really bottled him up. You said he had the impressive 40-yard dash time. We didn't get to see him showcase that speed here today, and credit the defensive front of Galesburg once again doing a magnificent job against the run game, as we've seen about 9 out of the last 10 weeks outside of that second half against the Rocks.
Yeah, that's agreed on that one. We take a look at some other stats. Jacob Ross on the day, 11 for 16 for 186 yards. Caleb Clay had a 5-catch for 66-yard day, and Patrick Bond had only one catch, but it was the big one to tie the game up early. The 51-yard touchdown completion from Ross to Bond to tie the game at 6, and the Silver Streaks went up 13-6, then went up 28-13 at one point. And you also got to tip your cap to big man Dawson Johnson for the onside kick that he placed beautiful to give him a 15-point lead, which really almost put it away.
Yeah, it was pretty much the difference maker in this game.
Yeah.
It kept Galesburg to a commanding 2-score lead. And even when Hubbard was able to cut it back down to 1 score, Galesburg was able to answer right back and extend that lead once again. And it all started with the 2 possessions in the second half before Hubbard's offense was able to even touch the field. And to execute on both of those drives is just as big as executing on the onside kick.
Let's take a look now one last time at our Subway scoreboard. Stop by any of your 3 local Subways in Galesburg today. Subway, eat fresh. Another rocket over the...
they're still throwing footballs out here.
I don't know, they're still scoring. So we take a look at the games today that were in the Class 6A bracket. In the North region, all 8 games have been concluded. Today's matchup, one of them, the number one seed, the Prairie Ridge against Deerfield. Prairie Ridge won 41-0. As well as in the 4-13 matchup, Arlington Heights, St. Viator, knocked off Rockford Boylan 24-13. We know St. Viator pretty well,
yeah.
I believe, from our high school days. So St. Viator upsets Rockford Boylan, another upset. A lot of 7-2, 8-1 teams, and even some of these 5-4 teams that get in really good. I remember Logan Sell talking to me. He said there are going to be a lot of wars and a lot of upsets in 6A in the first round, and there have been, for sure. I know another game today that hasn't started, the Chicago Perspectives Leadership Co-op that this Chicago Hubbard team beat. They played Danville today. There's that game currently going on, as well as Creed Monet and Chatham Glenwood tonight at 5. Oaklawn Richards takes on Burbank St. Lawrence. And we look at some matchups right now set. In the second round, we obviously know Sacred Heart Griffin will play Galesburg in round 2 next week in Springfield. We know that Rock Island will host their game next week against Palos Heights Shepherd in round 2. In the North region, Crystal Lake will have to go to Montini because the 9 seed won. So that is a scary matchup for Crystal Lake Prairie Ridge. They have to go to the defending state champs. That could be a very intriguing matchup next week between those two teams.
Yeah, anytime you have to visit the state champs, you got to be on alert.
Lake Forest, they knocked off Riverside Brookfield. They will host St. Viator next week in round 2. Antioch will host DeKalb next week. That might be one of the best. That might be the best game in the
game of the week.
Well, Prairie Ridge and Montini will be good too. Those are 2 amazing second round matchups.
Yeah.
Really, when you think about it. Cary Grove, go ahead.
How about Galesburg and Sacred Heart Griff?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. DeKalb will play at, or excuse me, Cary Grove will play at home against Grays Lake North next week as well. That is the North region. Lamont is waiting the winner of Danville and Chicago Perspectives Leadership Co-op, and then the winner of Creed Monet, Chatham Glenwood. Creed Monet, the defending state runners-up. As an 11 seed, or as a 6 seed last year, they are a 4 seed this year. That team is
powerhouse,
very, very good. The winner of that game will take on the winner of Oaklawn Richards and Burbank St. Lawrence. Gotta love the bracketology thing.
What about the Blue Devils, Quincy?
They played today. They kicked off at 1:30 against. Not sure who they kicked off against.
Trying to get a score.
Yeah, I believe this. Yeah, we can check real quick for the Quincy Blue Devils. It's a race to get the score. They are probably currently playing. They might have finished by now, considering our game was a tad bit lengthy.
see anything yet.
People waiting at home wondering what in the world's going on. This is the life of the Twitter score following. Here we go. I'm going to beat you to this one, brother. So, the score between Quincy and I don't remember. Wow. They played Willowbrook. They are currently playing. And Willowbrook, with a minute 14 to go, just scored a touchdown to go up 27-13. So Quincy, about to get bounced by the Willowbrook Warriors in round one of the 7A playoffs.
Unbelievable.
The 10-seed Quincy Blue Devils against the 23-seed Willowbrook Warriors. They seed 1 through 32 in 7A. So Quincy about to get dropped, about to get bounced.
And that's at home.
Yes, that is at home.
Where they don't lose.
No, they have not lost at home in quite some time, and they're about to today. That's shocking.
No kidding.
Well, we talk about that SHG Galesburg matchup next week. I know you won't be there, but hopefully you'll be listening from the sandy beaches of where in Florida are you going again?
I'll be in Naples, Florida.
Naples.
Anyone wants to visit me?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, if anyone is listening in Naples, you never know. We have from basketball, we have people all over the world listening
right.
to us. So maybe there's the same here for
Galesburg. I wouldn't be shocked. Maybe there's some Galesburg alum down there in Naples.
All right, Tanner, final thoughts so we can get out of here.
Well, it's nice to see the Streaks come in here and have some early playoff success. Going to be a tough one next week against Sacred Heart Griffin, but this is a Galesburg team that's up for any task, I believe. And if anybody can knock off a top-ranked team, it would be the Galesburg Super Streaks. Like we said, a team set up for success with the way that they can do it all. And I'm going to be there in spirit, won't be there in person. But hopefully we live to see another day, so this isn't my last football game until the fall of 2017.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully. So at this moment, the lay of the land, unless they play on Friday, currently it will be myself and Sean Temple doing the Sacred Heart Griffin game against Galesburg next week in Springfield. Until then, Silver Streaks win 35-21, just in case this is your last game, Tanner. Hopefully it is not, but just in case it's been another fun football season. I love you,
yeah,
my man.
Yes.
And just in case, on the basketball.
Yep.
Just in case.
Let's not.
But hopefully not.
Hope not.
But I just want to say that on the air, like I said, just in case. And this is nothing against Galesburg or SHG, but you always got to be prepared for anything.
Yeah, you do. And I'm prepared for the best next.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully the next time you hear Tanner will be against potentially the Rock Island Rocks, which that would be something we all pray for.
That'd be all right.
Right here at Van Dyke Field. All right, my friend. Thank you as always.
Thank you.
All right. That's a victory handshake, my friend. Thanks for Madison back at the station for keeping us on the air. It was a wild and wacky Saturday here from Van Dyke Field. The Galesburg Silver Streaks make history. The first time in school history they have won a playoff game. They will live to see another day next week in Springfield against the Sacred Heart Griffin Cyclones. We will see you then. It will be myself and, as the moment, Sean Temple on the call. We will have a potential date next Friday, or by probably Monday. It will be Saturday morning, or Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, or Friday night. We'll have that soon right here. For Tanner, I've been Joe Winkle. We will see you next week for round two in Springfield. Till then, good night from Galesburg.